and Tonks will take it, and it'll be a long throw into the penalty area again. Lynch comes across to try and win the header. It goes across three or four players. It's now with Hazley at the back post. He's looking for some support, trying to cut inside. He's afforded that a little bit of room. And well played, Rory Fallon. He heads the ball away. It's a decent header with purpose as well. A ball played up, a lovely ball down on his chest there from Daniels. Daniels will have the pace if he gets beyond Curtis Tiltwell. He does really well. It's a penalty area. He goes. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? Yes, he can. Near post ball. It's an opportunity. First shot comes in. Oh, he's looking for a handball there. Not going to get it. The ball's on the edge of the penalty area now with Fox. Fox chips the ball towards the back post. There's the goal! Fox, and he's headed it across the goalkeeper. It's in the bottom corner, and AC United take it. I'm not saying it deservedly, but take a vitally important lead here with 76 minutes gone. FC United are managed to take the lead, and a slightly delayed jump up and down from FC United's media mogul below us.
I think that's 10 goals for Linfield.
Well, that was all the work, and I've got to say, the work of Daniels on this right-hand side against Curtis Tilt. It looked, for all intents and purposes, Tilt had won that battle. He charged, he worked.
He played the ball in. First time in the whole game.
Worked the ball, and then Joe Fox on the left-hand side, he whipped the ball in, a great header across his body, let the ball go, headed it down, left-hand side, nothing Sargent can do, and FC United, well, they take a 1-0 lead, but...